a universe inside us all made of liquid. It's a case of inner space, chemically depending. Through the lane.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
It's time for another week of Green Jackets Baseball here on the TaxSlayer pregame show. And with that, it's time to introduce one of the new faces for this week of Green Jackets Baseball, Hudson Potts. How's it going?
It's going great. How about you?
Not too bad. So you're new to the Braves organization this past winter, and you played some at AA earlier this year, and now you're here after working with the hitting coordinator last week. What's been going on for you? What's been the focus, I guess, for the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, just trying to get to a consistent spot, you know, hitting-wise, fine-tune some adjustments, and just try to be in a good spot to give me, you know, more chances to be successful. So
now when it comes to the guys on this team, obviously you had some interactions with them, I'm guessing, back in spring. But were there any familiar faces in the Braves organization before, I guess, coming here this week?
Yeah, I knew one of my roommates in spring training was Nolan Martinez, actually. And then Bryson Worrell was in Mississippi for a little bit. And then I knew Workinger a little bit, played with them in spring training. So, yeah, it was good to see some familiar faces, and a lot of the coaches were around in spring. So, yeah, it's been good.
When it came time when the Braves reached out this last winter, what was the process like for you and deciding to join the Braves?
Yeah, it was a weird process. It was a free agency, first time in the minor league free agency. So I was just kind of getting to know how all that works. So, but a couple familiar faces with the Braves, and I've known people that have played with the Braves in the past and heard great things. So it's been good transition they've treated me well since spring training. So
now you've had experience playing at a number of levels in a couple organizations. Do you have a favorite place you've played, whether it be the city or the stadium?
There's a lot. I'd say 2019 I was in the Texas League, and I'm from Dallas, Texas, so a couple of teams were kind of in that area. So just from being around family and friends that were close by to come to games, that was great. I mean, Frisco, I live right near Frisco Stadium, but besides that, I've played in a lot of places. It's hard to pick one. You know, they all bring a lot of differences. So I've experienced a lot of things, I feel like.
Now, you've had experience playing at a number of levels, but also at a number of different ages as well. The Padres is known for being fairly aggressive with, you know, where they put guys when they're young. How do you feel like your approach has changed, I guess, since, you know, you made AA as a 19-year-old, not too many people do that. Yeah. What's been the biggest, I guess, evolution since then?
Yeah, a lot has changed. Kind of was going off raw talent, you know, growing up, and then, you know, just have to pick up things with guys you play with, you know, coaches. It's just a lot can happen, no matter what level you're at. So it's been a long process, but mainly revolves around just the everyday parts of your game. Working on defense, working on hitting, and you know, the key is just trying to find consistency in everything. So it's been a long road, but just always trying to be successful and be consistent, you know?
You mentioned it's a long road. What's the motivation for you? What, when you're coming to the ballpark every day, what is sort of making you focus in day in, day out?
I've been playing baseball since before, I can even remember. So it's been the only thing on my mind since I was little, and I just always love working hard and trying to be successful. It's not really hard for me to stay motivated, I don't think. So, yeah, it's been pretty easy. So.
When it comes to your tool set, what do you view as your biggest strengths on the field?
I know. I've always had good power going through the minor leagues, and I would say that was probably my best strength. But I just want to be consistent. Be able to hit more for average, hit more for power and everything. Just try to play good defense and just improve all aspects of my game.
Did you have a player growing up who you tried to model your game off of, or who you liked, I guess, as a player?
Growing up near, like, the Rangers growing up, that was who I watched. Michael Young was one of my favorite player growing up. They had Ian Kinsler, too, one of my favorite players. And most of those guys, because I was an infielder growing up in high school, and so probably Michael Young, Ian Kinsler, Nelson Cruz was with them back then, Mitch Moreland, all those guys. So it was... those were the main guys I was kind of following.
Have to ask, you mentioned Mitch Moreland. Obviously, you ended up being involved in a transaction with Mitch Moreland. What was it like? You know, not too many guys have the experience that young of being dealt. What was it like for you in that trade?
Yeah, it was during that COVID year. It was a bit of a surprise. But yeah, it was crazy seeing it. It was for Mitch Moreland. You know, I watched him since I was probably early high school, maybe middle school. But yeah, that was new. And then went out to Boston and started an adventure there, and now I'm here. So it's just crazy where the game takes you. You never know.
Last one for you. We hear a lot about high school football in Texas. We think about Friday Night Lights. What's the high school baseball scene like?
The high school baseball is really, really competitive. I went to a big high school there, was really successful in football, but baseball was successful as well. I would say I didn't play high school ball in any other states, but I'd say it's up there at the top for sure.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. Welcome to Augusta, and looking forward to seeing you this week.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Green Jackets Baseball, when we come back on the Green Jackets Radio Network and Bally Live.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Welcome back. It's time for another Phoenix Printing player feature, but today we'll rename it the Phoenix Printing Player Development Coordinator feature, I suppose. We're joined by Atlanta Braves Director of Player Development, Kevin Hooper, otherwise known as Hoop. How's it going?
Going well. Thanks for having me.
Now, I have to be honest, I was told by a number of people around the league that when you're available for an interview, we have to take it up. So you're the first person who comes along, you know, highly recommended in this
series.
Well,
I tell you, I'm not sure who spoke on my behalf that way, but greatly appreciate whoever that was.
So you're into now year two in the Braves organization, yeah. Previously with the Padres, amongst others, in your playing and coaching mm-hmm. career. What's it been like, I guess, here in year two? We think about players making a big jump from year one to year two. Have you seen a similar sort of rhythm, I guess, now in your second year?
Yeah, no doubt. You know, I think that just the people you're around that first year, just getting to know everybody, building those relationships. Now year two, kind of that's under your belt. Now we obviously bring in new staff every year, so you're getting to know some new people. But very comfortable, much more comfortable than I was last year, and just a tremendous organization to be part of.
Now, when it comes to your specific job, director yep. of player development, specifically with position players, what does that entail on the day-to-day?
Yeah, so a lot of time on the phone with Ben Sestanovich, talking about many things, and Chris Swager, our field coordinator, and all of our coordinators and staff. I think a big part of my job is developing our staff and then making a lot of decisions with Ben on the position player side of things as well.
Now, as we get into this series, a couple of familiar faces and new faces added to this Augusta lineup. We'll start off with Ambioris Tavares, who started off the season here. Big money guy, playing in his first season of affiliated ball. Had some struggles at the plate in the field. You know, he is who he is yeah. in the field. But what's it been like the last couple of weeks working with him, you know, out of game competition?
Yeah, I think we were at a point where, you know, we kind of gave him some leeway of doing some things how he wanted early on. And he wasn't having the success I don't think that he wanted to have and we wanted to have as well. So figured what a great time to pull him out of competition and just take a deep breath. Take a deep breath and get away from it and work on some offensive side of things with some of our hitting people that we rely on and trust a lot. And it's been a good 2 weeks. It's been a fun process with him, seeing him in different spots and seeing the smile on his face. I think he's very excited. He's going to have a big smile on his face taking that shortstop position tonight, I believe. And look forward to just seeing how it comes into play once a live pitcher's on that mound and we'll see what happens.
With players like him, I feel like the confidence, the swagger, the yeah. flow, as they say in the Dominican, yeah. is such an important part of his game and others as well. Is it important to sort of build up that kind of charisma to see if it translates to being on the field?
No doubt. And just how far he's come defensively. We've come a long ways in a year and a half since I've gotten here. And that's a credit to a lot of people, and including Tavi. I mean, it's a credit to him more than anybody. We can tell him all we want, but if they're not willing to put it into play, and I'm hoping we're going to get to see that offensively as well. I hope we'll get to see that offensively, that side of things develop along the way as we, you know, tweaking some things with that. But yeah, he's got some fun confidence in his game. And like I said, you've seen him make some plays defensively this year. They've just been incredible.
The numbers don't always tell the whole story. I mean, we don't exactly have what UZR or anything. Yeah. Like, we don't have any of those advanced metrics down here, but just watch him play, and he's got that swagger.
Yeah.
Now, Hudson Potts, who's batting second right behind him tonight and playing at third base, another new addition to this lineup, but also to the Braves organization. You've known him now for the better part of a decade at this point. What's there to say about him as a person and also as a player?
Yeah, he's tremendous. You know, we drafted him in San Diego when he was 17 years old in 2016, first rounder out of high school there in Texas, and you know, we built a bond right away. I was the infield coordinator back then, so I spent a lot of time with the kid. It started as a shortstop, then, you know, we moved into thirds, played some first base as well, can play the outfield if needed, and just a versatile player. And, you know, the power offensively is pretty darn special. And kind of the same situation. We pumped the brakes. He was in Mississippi to start the year, and we thought we were in a place where we needed to step away from competition and make some changes offensively. And he's been open about the whole thing. Excited to see him take the field tonight as well.
Is there, you know, not to be too, I hope this isn't a reductive question, but Potts, former top 30 prospect, very highly touted, obviously a first round pick. Tavares was a big sort of high international bonus signing. Are there specific challenges that you have seen when it comes to developing certain types of players with that kind of prestige or pedigree?
I think there's always challenges in development, but no, I think the biggest part in PD is building relationships. And you build a relationship with a player, and I take a lot of pride in that and getting to know these guys, not only on the field but off the field as well. Find out about their families, their girlfriends, their wives. And I think that goes a long ways, because you build that relationship first. I think that there's a lot of times they're going to run through a wall for you and do a lot of things that you ask of. But there is, it's challenging. Like, you tell a kid you want to pull him off the field, something they love to do, there's going to be some challenges with that, and especially you do it for a couple weeks. So just patience, constant communication, I think, through that process of those 2 weeks, and here we are tonight, then they're back on the field.
Now, as part of your job, you oversee, or not oversee, but are sort of involved with, at the very least, 150 players at a time. How do you keep everyone straight in everyone's situation, I guess, in order as you navigate the ranks of the system?
Yeah, I think it's once again, communicating. It takes an army, as you hear a lot of people say. To run an organization and be part of upper management of an organization, it takes a lot of people. And we rely on a lot of people, you know, the staff here. We're going to rely on a lot of them here when we're making decisions of what's going on in Augusta, moving a guy up, moving a guy down. You know, we're going to be talking to Gabella. We're going to be talking to this entire staff about that process. But it is a lot of bodies. And like I said, you can't do it alone. It's a lot of teamwork that's involved in that. But you do your best, like I said, to get to know the guys and to trust the people around you that you're going to make this thing successful.
Now, I asked Swagger the same thing in Charleston a few weeks ago, but you've obviously experienced a number of different playing locations and also a number of locations as a member of a field staff or as a rover. Do you have a favorite place that you have been, and also a least favorite road trip that you've been on as a player or a member of staff?
That's a tough question. Do I get to plead the fifth? Especially
you can plead the fifth,
especially
on the worst.
For worse.
Yeah, you can plead the fifth on the worst.
Keep those relationships strong. The best place. That's a tough. I tell you what, when I played, Memphis was a lot of fun. That was in the early 2000s when I was in that league playing there, and that was, as I say, the Don Juan of the PCL back then. But there's a lot of, look at this place. I mean, this place here in Augusta is amazing. There's a lot of places, especially nowadays, where when they're building new ones, they're building them right, and they're not forgetting about too many things that go along the way. But back when I played, like I said, Memphis was I was talking about today, the small time I spent in the big leagues, going to Chicago just because of the city. You know, I think that this, just being in Chicago, staying downtown, taking the subway everywhere, that was a lot of fun. But, you know, and I'm a Wichita guy from Wichita, and they just built a pretty nice stadium downtown.
Yeah, out there for the wind surge.
So, yes.
Yeah. Beautiful downtown, you know.
So the best, that's tough for me to answer as well, just because I do enjoy going to a lot of places, and there's a lot of places that are really, really nice to go to.
Now, the Braves in particular are uniquely aggressive, I think, in promoting guys to the bigs when you think they are ready. What is the sort of organizational philosophy around that, and how does it make the Braves different from what the status quo is in the league?
Yeah, I think it's just rewarding guys, you know, for the work that they put in and the accomplishment that they've had. It, like you said, I think you credit Alex to begin with. I mean, Alex is the main voice with a lot of this stuff, and you know, him not being afraid to push along some of these guys. I mean, look at Smith Shawver. I mean, this is a guy who started in Rome this year and kind of like Grist last year, you know, and then here they are in the big leagues. But it's pretty cool, pretty darn cool. I think it goes to credit a lot of our development staff, too, like I said, from day one that we get these guys, building those relationships, going to work right away, putting them in situations where we can promote them to the big leagues. Break. So it's definitely changed a little bit throughout the last couple years. But like I said, you adapt and you adjust.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Hoop. Appreciate it. I'm sure we'll be seeing you around over the course of the next couple of months. Busy time for you coming up, I suppose.
Yeah, always busy. Appreciate the time, as always.
Thank you. Green Jackets Baseball, when we come back on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
You've been listening to the Tax Slayer pregame show. Now it's time to go to the field for tonight's broadcast of Augusta Green Jackets Baseball here on the Green Jackets Radio Network. This broadcast is brought to you by Augusta Coca-Cola Bottling Company, Augusta University Health, SRP, Tax Slayer, Textron, and WOW. Let's take you out to the field to join the voice of the Green Jackets for the 2023 season, Nathan Strauss.
That's the Green Jackets. Welcome into SRP Park, Game 7 of this 12-game homestand as the baseball rolls on. The Green Jackets, for the first time this year, and the only time this year, taking on the Carolina Mudcats, the single-A Carolina League affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers, as the NL Central Tour continues here in North Augusta. Beautiful, sunny evening here. Partly cloudy, temperatures in the mid-80s. Some chance of rain tonight going into tomorrow, but the humidity holding off for now. Green Jackets are the coldest team in the Carolina League, 2-8 in their last 10 games. They have lost 8 of 9 and are in desperate need of some victories, only a few games away from being eliminated from postseason contention. Meanwhile, the visiting team, the Carolina Mudcats, led the Carolina League North Division for a number of days this year, but they too have gone cold after losing 6 straight to last place Fayetteville, or formerly last place Fayetteville. Carolina comes into today 4 games back of first place down east, as it looks like their quest to snap minor league baseball's longest postseason drought will have to wait a little while longer. Jorge Bautista gets the mound for the Green Jackets today. He has gone 12 and a third innings over his last 2 outings, but 2 very different outings for him over his last 2 weeks. Green Jackets wearing their Friday night reds on this Tuesday. And stepping in is Gregory Barrios, 3 for 18 in his last 5 games. As Bautista, the righty, delivers a first pitch fastball taken just high. First pitch at 7:02. Green Jackets getting started on the early side of things today. Right-hand batting, Barrios gets ready for the 1-0. The pitch, line towards center. In fact, high arcing pop-up now in on the infield. It's the shortstop, Tavares, who makes the catch in his first action back in a couple of weeks. The defense for the Green Jackets, Nick Clarno is the catcher today. Hudson Potts makes his Green Jackets debut, playing at the hot corner. Ambioris Tavares, fresh off 2 weeks in the Florida Complex League, is back and playing short. EJ Exposito shifts back to second. Justin Janis plays first as Yadier Arenamo steps in and takes the first pitch slider for a strike. Ethan Werkinger missed the weekend games with an illness, is playing in left field. Tyler Collins in center. And Bryson Worrell, who made a spectacular diving catch, is playing in right. The 0-1 outside and low for a ball. Arenamo, 10th in the league in batting average in his second year now with Carolina, hit .299 in about a quarter of the year last season in Zebulon. 1-1 pitch, chopped towards first. Janis Fields, he's going to take it to the bag himself and beat out the speedy Arenamo, quickly 2 away. This is Carolina's first ever game at SRP Park, 9-3 all-time against the Green Jackets. Last year, Augusta split a 6-game series in the early part of the year up at Five County Stadium in eastern North Carolina. Luke Adams steps up to the plate. Really intriguing player, very active hands. First pitch taken for a strike. 12th rounder last year. 10th in the league in on-base percentage, 3rd in the league in walks, but his BABIP, batting average on balls in play, 3rd lowest. 0-1. Slider taken just high, 1-1. That low BABIP suggests that his actual numbers in terms of average, RBI, and the like should actually be much higher than what it is. Due for positive regression, perhaps. 1-1. Swing and a miss out in front of a slider. And it's 1-2.
All right, Mets. We want beer.
Adams, the 26th overall prospect in the Brewers organization per Baseball America. No score here, top of the first. Mudcats and Green Jackets just underway for the first of 6 games in the last homestand in the month of June for the Green Jackets. No one on, 2 away. Bautista, the 1-2. Taken outside just barely, as that one didn't quite get the corner, according to home plate umpire Trey Ward. Trey Ward, the man behind the plate, and Travis Brewer is the umpire on the bases today. 2-2 to Adams. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Got him anyways. Went back to the well, and it's a 1-2-3 first for Jorge Bautista. Green Jackets will get their first look at two-way player Quinton Lowe when we come back. No score going into the bottom of the first here in the Green Jackets radio network.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Back here for the bottom of inning number one. No score between the Green Jackets and Mudcats as Augusta is looking to make amends for a dreadful last series. Far and away the worst series of the year, certainly of the last 6 weeks. The Green Jackets lost the series to Myrtle Beach, who are now in first place by 2 games. They dropped 5 of the 6 games, and they are looking to make amends. They blew a ninth inning lead on Sunday. For the first time this season, they were up 3-2. And then closer Ellison Joseph, who had been 6-for-6 on the year, gave up 6 runs. Ambioris Tavares steps back in. He was sent down to the Florida Complex League a couple weeks ago today, and he takes ball one from the righty Quinton Lowe. One of a handful of true two-way players out there as the Brewers may be trying to develop their own Shohei Ohtani. This is his third outing coming off an injury that sidelined him for 6 weeks as the righty Tavares skies this one on the right side of the infield as Arenamo calls for it on the outfield grass and makes the catch, one away. Hudson Potts is batting second. Ethan Wertinger bats third. As Justin Janis is the cleanup man, Bryson Worrell bats fifth. EJ Exposito in the sixth hole. And 7 through 9, Celedonio, Clarno, and Collins. That'll bring up Hudson Potts seeing his first competitive action in about 3 weeks. Spent the majority of the early part of this season in Double-A Mississippi. Quinton Lowe on the mound. First pitch to Potts is a breaking ball taken up and away. Lowe is coming off a good outing. He's had a couple of good outings in the last 2 weeks since being brought back from the injury. Also will play some first base. The 1-0. Fastball fought foul by Potts. Potts, a former first-round pick of the San Diego Padres back in 2016, was dealt in the Mitch Moreland deal in 2020 to the Boston Red Sox and spent some time in Double-A Portland and briefly in Triple-A Worcester before signing with the Braves as a minor league free agent. 1-1 inside, 2-1. On the mound, Lowe, a long, lanky figure. 6'5", 233. Going up against the hard-hitting righty Potts, the 2-1. Fastball rocketed towards right field, but playable. Coming in is Nicasia. Out is the second baseman as well. And it is the second baseman, Arenamo, who makes the catch. Two straight pop-ups to second will give you the infield for the Mudcats. It's Diaz behind the plate. Adams plays at third. Barrios is at short. Arenamo at second. Chirinos at first. The outfield from left to right is Hedbert Perez, Jace Avina, and Kalen Nicasia. Two away for Ethan Wertinger, who takes the first pitch fastball all the way to the backstop at 98 miles an hour. And that is the book on Lowe. It's a lot of promising tools that are very much in need of refinement. Last year in the Complex League, pitched 10 games and also played in 30 more as an outfield player. 1-0. Breaking ball gets the zone. Wertinger did not play on Saturday or Sunday, dealing with a bit of an illness. Back to full health now. Great to see. He went 5-for-16 in the first 4 games last week, and he takes a big cut and miss here. It is 1-2. Comes into today, top 10 in the league in slugging and hits, 6th in extra base hits, and 4th in total bases. Just behind Justin Janis for the team lead in average. The 1-2, breaking ball lifted to left. Going back is Perez to the track. He looks up, and that baby's gone. Ethan Werkinger wastes no time after missing a couple of games. He puts the Green Jackets on the board. It's a solo shot to left, his ninth of the season, third in the league, and Augusta's up 1-0.
Justin Janis, our Dura Green.
48th home run of the season for the Green Jackets. Still the most in the league by a good margin as Justin Janis steps in and takes a ball. 1-0 Augusta here with two away and no one on in the bottom of the first. Ethan Werkinger gets his team high ninth. Just four behind Tim Elko for the league lead. The 1-0. Chopped towards first. Fielded on a couple of hops by Chirinos. He will gun it to the bag himself for the out. That retires the side. But Ethan Werkinger gets a solo shot to move into third place in the league in homers. And the Green Jackets have taken a 1-0 lead as we head to inning number two. Bautista out to the mound when we come back.
Attention sports fans, burger lovers, and wing connoisseurs. We need you to check out Carolina Ale House on 203 Robert D. Daniel Jr. Parkway in Augusta. They serve a scratch-made menu from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. every day. With over 45 HGTVs, there's not a bad seat in the house. 40 beers on tap, they can quench anyone's thirst. So if you're into food, sports, and fun, Carolina Ale House, the place to be. Visit us at 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway, right off of I-520 and I-20. Ale, yeah!
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Ethan Werkinger's team high ninth homer of the season has given the Green Jackets a 1-0 lead as we head to the top of inning number two. One run on one hit in the bottom of that frame for Augusta, and that'll bring up the Mudcats, who have 4, 5, and 6 due up. It is Hedbert Perez who leads it off, the son of longtime major leaguer Robert Perez, and he shoots this one towards the gap in left center field. Going back is the left fielder Werkinger. It's off the wall, and Perez guns it towards second. He slides in safely. It's a first pitch double for Perez, who picks up the first hit of the game for the Mudcats. That'll bring up Kalen Nicosia out of Oss in the Netherlands. Also grew up in Curacao. Played his senior year of high school down in Florida. Same high school as Gerangelo Cinci, the famous switch pitcher who plays for Mississippi State. Runner on second and no one out. Top of inning number two as this one's fought foul. Well, the book on this Carolina team is that they are a team that will single you to death. They are almost dead last in the league in homers. I believe they are 5 home runs above the lowest team in the league, which is Lynchburg. But they are close to the top in batting average, although they came into today hitting 201 over the last week, in which they went 1-6. Nicosia takes a strike. It's 1-1. Homered on Sunday. Fayetteville, after getting swept by Myrtle Beach a couple of weeks ago, has all of a sudden put together a real nice run of games. They're 7-3 in their last 10, right behind the Green Jackets. 1-1 taken outside, 2-1. Bautista last Tuesday went through 6 innings with a quality start, and then the top of the 7th got blown up, gave up 4 runs in the top of that frame, ended up getting tagged for 7 hits, 5 runs, including a homer. 1-2. Line softly to right. Worrell has a good beat on it, and he will make the catch. Going to tag up here and then eventually make the wise choice to go back to the bag. That was a laser from Worrell, albeit a bit wide to the left.
Center fielder number 9, Jason Vina.
That'll bring up Jace Avina. Another one of the top 30 prospects in this Brewers organization, of which there are 6 in the starting lineup today. Leading off of second is Perez. First pitch to the righty, Avina, taken outside and low for a ball. Avina gets hit by a lot of pitches. Also strikes out a lot, 64 strikeouts, the most on the team. Coming into today, hitting 168, but four homers and 14 runs batted in as well. 1-0, fouled off into the netting. This is a very interesting Mudcats team. They do not have a single left-handed arm on their entire healthy roster. Nate Peterson is on the injured list. He's their only southpaw. They only have one left-handed bat aside from the two-way player Quinton Lowe, who is pitching tonight. 1-1, taken outside, 2-1. Also, 14 of their 30 players are from Venezuela, which is an astonishingly high proportion to be from one country. They certainly have quite the pipeline going from the northern part of South America up to the northern part of the Midwest. 2-1. Outside and low, 3-1. Perez slipped getting back to the bag after his secondary lead. One away, 3-1 the count on Avina. Green Jackets on top, 1-0 here in the top of inning number 2. These two teams have combined to lose 15 of their last 17 games. It's the stoppable force versus the movable object, 3-1. In for a strike on the outside corner, full count. Carolina trying to keep their postseason hopes alive. A couple games back of the resurgent Down East Wood Ducks out there in Kinston. 3-2. Thought about offering, was able to hold up at the breaking ball down and away. So two aboard now. First walk of the game issued by Bautista. And that'll bring up Jesus Chirinos. Started off this year in High A, Wisconsin.
Jesus Chirinos.
Playing in just his 16th game with Carolina. He's got two aboard in front of him. First pitch to the righty. Cut on and missed. Late to a sinker. Wisconsin Timber Rattlers in Appleton, Wisconsin, which is fairly close to Milwaukee. It's about a two-hour drive. 0-1. Down and away. Snap throw back to second. They tag him. Oh, he's just in time. Exposito, the second baseman, nearly got that tag in. Perez caught a little flat-footed getting back to the bag. Clarno threw that from his knees. The Green Jackets enter today as the team that has caught the most runners stealing in all of single-A baseball, and also they have the highest percentage of runners caught stealing as well. 1-1. Breaking ball hammered to left. It's going to drop in for a base hit. They're going to wave the runner home, and now they're going to put the brakes on as Werkinger gets there quickly. So there is a Mudcat at every base with one away. Green Jackets trying to retain this early 1-0 lead. Perez stops at third. Avina goes to second. It's a single for Chirinos. And that'll bring up Jeremy Vargas. Vargas is 0-10 in his last five games with 8 walks, but no hits. So it would be a good time to break out of that funk for him. Funky batting stance for the youngster. DHing today. No homers, 12 runs batted in. He takes the first pitch for a strike. Carolina is far and away the worst batting team in the league when it comes to batting with the bases loaded. They are hitting just over 100 in that category. The 0-1. Taken outside. Tried to get him to chase. He did not. Infield at double play depth here. Outfield straight away. Mudcats were outscored 35-17 over that 6-game losing streak. The 1-1 taken up and in. 2-1. They come into today hitting .229 as a team. They do a lot of the little things right. Best fielding team in the league as well. 2-1. Chop towards third. Potts fields it. He's going to go to second for one to first. Double play. They got him, and that gets out of the inning without allowing a run. Beautifully turned. 5-4-3. They go around the horn, and the Mudcats leave them loaded in the second. To the bottom of inning number two we go. Augusta up 1-0 on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
If you haven't been there, you need to get to the
snow. Back here in the bottom of inning number two, Green Jackets on top, 1-0, courtesy of a beautifully turned 5-4-3 double play to get Jorge Bautista out of a bases-loaded situation with one away. When teams have the bases loaded and one out, on average in Major League Baseball over the last decade, they end up with 1.5 runs. So a good job by Bautista to induce the ground ball. He led the team in double plays induced last year. And he was able to stand them loaded. Leading it off this half inning for Augusta is Bryson Worrell. Interesting series for him last week. 3-for-12 with 8 walks. He's batting from his preferred left-hand side. Takes the first pitch down in the dirt. A 25% walk rate for him in the month of June. He also leads the Green Jackets in OPS with 863 in that category. 1-0 in for a strike from low out on the mound. 1-0 the score. Augusta on top. No one on. Just underway in the bottom of the second inning here on this Tuesday night from North Augusta. 1-1. Grounded up the middle. Shortstop has a beat on it. Berrios throws to first for the out. One away. The Green Jackets, after that Ethan Werkinger home run, have now hit 48 homers on the year. They have also given up 52, which also leads the league for a total differential of home runs of -4. Meanwhile, Carolina has given up now 31, but only hit 23, a differential of -8, whatever that's worth. EJ Exposito next to the dish, and he is on top of a slider, 0-1. In the last month, Exposito has drawn 17 walks, which leads the Carolina League. Last series went 3-for-21 with a homer and 3 runs batted in. Myrtle Beach has been his bogey team all season long. One away, no one on the 0-1. Same pitch, same result. Swings over a slider away, it's 0-2. A pitcher up and warming in the bullpen for the Mudcats. Of course, this is a pitcher who is not only extraordinarily young, but also working his way back from injury. 0-2, taken up and in with a fastball in the high 90s. Lowe's longest outing on the season was his third of the year when he went 3 innings and has been limited to just 30 pitches. And he spikes this one in 2-2, limited just 30 pitches in his 2 outings since the injury. The homer allowed to Werkinger, his first long ball allowed of the year. 2-2, line towards right center field and deep. Avina going back to the track. He reaches up and makes the catch down by his shins. Near collision there between Avina and Nicasia. But the center fielder Avina ends up coming away with it for the second out of the inning. Jeremy Celedonio steps in and takes a ball down and away. 2-for-13 last week. His last homer came on June 4th. Second on the team with 7 long balls this year. 1-0 bounces in. He also leads the team in walks and is second in strikeouts. So a big 3 true outcomes player comes into today hitting .160, but with a better on base percentage than that average would indicate. And he's ahead in the count 2-0. Green Jackets up 1-0, bottom two. This pitch taken high. 3-0 count. On deck is Nick Clarno. Pitch is in the zone at the bottom of it with a fastball for a strike. 97 miles an hour. It really is effortless velocity from Lowe, and you get the sense that with his frame, there's a good reason. Oh, boy. This one is blasted high and deep to the right field warning track, and it is gone.
That's a home run for Jeremy Salamonio.
106 miles an hour off the bat, his 8th of the year. That was crushed. And the Green Jackets are on top, 2-0. Celedonio took a second to admire his handiwork getting out of the batter's box, and with good reason. That one cleared the fence in right center field and landed over in the Coors Light chill zone. So the Green Jackets' second home run of the day and second hit of the day has doubled their advantage as Nick Clarno takes a ball. 49th homer of the season for the Green Jackets. 1-0 to Clarno, swing and a miss. The breaking ball, that slider has been working better than the fastball for Lowe so far today. Have to imagine this is likely his last inning of work, just given his pitch count right now up to 27, and gets the call there on a 1-1 fastball down in the zone. Well, before that home run, talking about the velocity, he is in the high 90s right now and is still very much on the younger side of things. Just 20 years of age, as this one misses, it's 2-2. Won't turn 21 until the last week of the season. And they are content to let him develop as a two-way player. They have not yet asked him to choose a path yet, and certainly an interesting experiment, having seen how valuable those types of players can be as they progress up the levels of minor league baseball. 2-0 Augusta, 2 away, no one on, the 2-2 to Clarno. Swing and a miss, got him with a high piece of cheese at 97. First strikeout of the day for Lowe, but we'll head to the top of inning number three. The Green Jackets get another solo shot to double the lead. When we come back, top of the third.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Back here for the top of inning number three. Green Jackets on top, 2-0. 9-1-2 due up, starting off with Blayberg Diaz, whose numbers are intriguing as well. Diaz hitting .280, but of his 25 hits, just 3 have been for extra bases. So high average, low power. And the really interesting thing about him is away from home, he is hitting 406 compared to 186 at home, which is a remarkable split. Now, the home stadium of the Mudcats is known for being pitcher-friendly, high walls across the outfield in particular, but with no home runs, that's not really a factor unless he's launching balls off the wall day in and day out. And he grounds the first pitch to Expo at second, who throws to Janis for the out, one pitch, one away here in the top of the third. That'll bring up Gregory Barrios, who popped out to begin the game.
Shortstop, Gregory Barrios.
Bautista back out to the mound for his third inning of work. First pitch to Barrios, taken for a strike. 2 weeks ago, Bautista picked up a quality start. He went six innings, gave up five hits and two runs. He did not walk a batter and struck out four. 0-1, outside and low, 1-1. He became the Green Jackets' series opener and has been that way for the last couple of weeks with the promotion of Cedric DeGrom Prix to High A Rome. This one chopped to third, Potts gathers and fires. Nice pick by Janis at first, two away. DeGrom Prix makes his third Rome start this
second
evening.
Yeah, our demo.
Meanwhile, elsewhere around the Carolina League, Myrtle Beach is already up 2-0 on Fredericksburg as the Pelicans look to clinch their second straight first half crown. This one fouled back by Arenamo, grounded out to Janis in the first. Augusta on top, 2-0 here in the top of the third. With two away and no one on, Bautista, the 0-1, breaking ball, fought foul into the netting. Celedonio and Workinger with the two base hits for the Green Jackets. O2 pitch. Fastball taken just high. That one at 94. And the 1-2. Chopped up the middle again. This one to the right of second base. Exposito fields comfortably and fires to first. So a ground out to second, a ground out to third, and then a ground out back to second as it's another 1-2-3 inning for Jorge Bautista. Bottom of the third coming up, 9-1-2. Collins leads us off and we come back.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Back here for the bottom of inning number three and something very, very special out on the mound as it's a homecoming for Augusta's very own Will Childers, who the last time was on this mound ended up tearing his elbow and is back now at SRP Park following a college career with UGA out of Augusta, Georgia. First pitch to Tyler Collins. It's a broken back grounder to second. Fielded and thrown on to first for the out. He brings a sizable contingent of fans with him, and he is slated to start on Sunday as well for this Mudcats team. out of Lakeside High, making his second professional appearance. And the first pitch, Tavares, breaking ball in for a strike. Was selected by the Diamondbacks in the 30th round of 2019. Ended up pitching at UGA instead of signing. Was a freshman All-American. This one misses down and away, 1-1. Missed his sophomore year with an arm injury. The 1-1 pitch, caught on and missed, 1-2. Big baseball family. His uncle led UGA to the College World Series championship in 1990, and his other uncle was also a major leaguer with Tampa Bay. So a much-awaited debut here at SRP Park. 1-2. Chopped foul by Tavares, 0-1.
Now pitching for the Carolina Mudcats, number 32, Will Childers.
And it's pretty rare that you see a visiting player get announced like that, but they know their audience. This pitch taken high by Ambioris Tavares, looking to avoid a strikeout. And that is the big story for Tavares. When he was sent down 2 weeks ago, he led the league in strikeouts. After missing just 12 games, he is still in the top five in the league. 2-2, outside low, 3-2. He had at least one strikeout in 33 of his first 37 games. And he had 41 strikeouts and 80 at-bats in the first 3 weeks of May. But looking to avoid those trends and start anew here. 3-2, taken down low, called strike three. Ooh, that one down and away, missed by about an inch and a half. And a tough break for Tavares, who had done a good job of working that at-bat to a full count. So two away for Hudson Potts. Green Jackets on top, 2-0 here in the bottom of inning number three. Will Childers delivers a strike. He has had two major arm injuries over the course of his career, and it has been a long and hard-fought road to this stage. Made his first appearance last week and fires this fastball a little bit up high to Potts. Childers, 22 years of age, but 6'4", 210. He's got a great pitcher's build. 1-1. Tipped foul off the mask of the catcher Diaz, who appears unaffected. In his debut 6 days ago, went four innings, gave up four hits and three runs, including a homer, and struck out two, picked up the loss. And that was his professional debut. Missed out on the complex season last year while rehabbing. The 1-2 pitch taken down low, and it's 2-2. And the beauty of minor league baseball as well is that you really can root for just about everyone, no matter if they are your opponent on the field during the course of the game. This is, of course, a local kid trying to carve out his own path. The 2-2 in the dirt. And it's especially easy when it's a local kid who had great success with the hometown state school and also someone who has gone through a lot on the mound personally and professionally. 3-2 is the count. And this one is taken for a called strike three as he strikes out a pair to end the third inning. We go to the top of the fourth. Green Jackets on top, 2-0 when we come back.
Some things are just made for each other. Chips and dip, socks and shoes. They complete each other. And with WOW, you get the ultimate pair. Right now, save $30 a month when you bundle extra reliable internet and WOW TV Plus. And on select packages, get a free modem and up to two free WOW TV Plus boxes for a year. Call 833-WOW-SALE today.
WOW.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms and fees apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switch2wowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Tranquilize the ocean.
Back here for the top of inning number 4, Green Jackets on top 2-0. Great to see the return of Will Childers to SRP Park and North Augusta, and certainly glad that he's able to bring his family out here, and he will hopefully get at least one more appearance in this park as well over the course of this series. 2-0 Augusta as Luke Adams steps in to begin this top of the fourth. Two hits so far for the Mudcats as Adams takes a strike on the inside corner. Adams, again, just a very interesting batting stance. Incredibly active and very, very full of motion. One of the trends in modern baseball has been to get players to stray away from that. We think about the old days of the Gary Sheffields of the world who were incredibly active with their bats. Adams very much in that mold. 0-1. Swing and a miss at a breaking ball, 0-2. Adams down to 197, but a 786 OPS. 7 homers leads the team, and also 15 of 19 in stolen bases, which is best on the team. 0-2, taken just outside. Not a bad pitch there, not quite a waste pitch, but a purpose pitch with the slider. And it is 1-2. Bautista through 3 clean innings. The 1-2 pitch, grounded to short. Fielded on a couple of hops. Tavares throws to first for the out. Now the numbers for Tavares defensively don't really paint the whole story. He, at the time of being sent down, led the league with 12 errors, but also took away a number of hits. He's an incredibly rangy defensive player. So don't be fooled by those statistics. The lefty Perez steps in and grounds this one foul. The only lefty in this lineup. They do have a left-hand batting two-way player in Quinton Lowe, who we already saw today, and also a lefty Taden Hall, who's on the injured list. Is this pitch taken outside at 93.5 miles an hour, 93.3 to be precise. No one aboard, 1-1 the count, 2-0 Augusta on top. This one taken low as Perez crouched way down. His older brother, Robert Perez Jr., is playing with the Northwest Arkansas Travelers, the AA affiliate of the Seattle Mariners. 2-1, line towards right field, but foul in over towards the Mudcats bullpen. Two and two. Just the one strikeout for Bautista. Can he double it? The pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. He does. Second K of the day. And there's two away here in the fourth.
Right fielder number 3, Keelan Nicasio.
Carolina struck out 10 times per game over their last week of action. And they came into this series having struck out the fewest times of any team in the league. As Nicasio rolls over this one to first. Janis fields on a couple of hops, tosses to Bautista, and he has now retired 7 in order. We go to the bottom of inning number 4. Part of the order due up 3, 4, and 5 when we come back from North Augusta.
Attention sports fans, burger lovers, and wing connoisseurs. We need you to check out Carolina Ale House on 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway in Augusta. They serve a scratch-made menu from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. every day. With over 45 HGTVs, there's not a bad seat in the house. 40 beers on tap, they can quench anyone's thirst. So if you're into food, sports, and fun, Carolina Ale House, the place to be. Visit us at 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway, right off of I-520 and I-20. Ale, yeah!
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Back here at SRP Park, Green Jackets on top 2-0 as we enter the bottom of inning number 4. Two hits for each team, but both of the Green Jackets' hits so far have left the yard. Ethan Werkinger had the first of those two solo shots. He steps in and takes a ball from Will Childers. Werkinger now up to an 8.19 OPS, hitting .263, third in the league with 9 homers, and he'll take this one low as well, 2-0. Werkinger, Janis, and Worrell, the three due up this half inning. The Green Jackets in desperate need of some wins. They are 3 games below .500 for the first time in exactly a month. 2-0, driven to left field and deep. Did he do it again? Perez back to the track. He looks up. It's gone!
And gone!
Second homer of the day for Ethan Werkinger. And the Green Jackets are up on top 3-0. Three base hits for the Green Jackets, 3 no-doubt home runs, as the Green Jackets become the first team in the Carolina League to 50 long balls on the season, and Werkinger hit double digits himself. It is 3-0 Green Jackets, as Justin Janis teched a ball up high to begin his at-bat. Werkinger becomes the second Augusta player with a multi-home run game this season, following up David McCabe a few weeks ago. 1-0 breaking ball in for a strike, 1-1. The Green Jackets last year were led by Keyshawn Ogans, who had 12 homers on the season. Werkinger is 2 away from that mark in June. Before the halfway point of June, we might add. One and two on Janis, and he lines this one towards second. Fielded on one hop by Arenamo, and he'll throw to first for the out. Kind of remarkable. 3 hits through 3 1/3 innings of work for the Green Jackets, and all 3 of them have been solo home runs. And they are on top, 3-0. Bryson Worrell, who grounded out back in the second, is next up to the plate. The Green Jackets have already increased the home run allowed total by the Mudcats this year by 10%. They came into today having allowed 30. They have already allowed 33. Don't have to be a big math guy to do that math. Ethan Werkinger is 10th of the year. He's the first Green Jackets player to reach double digits, and he is one shy of Yossi Gallon and Felix Stevens. 0-1 to Worrell, in for a strike, 0-2. Felix Stevens coming off a 4 home run week here in Augusta, in which he did not get rewarded with a Player of the Week award. It was Yossi Gallon, who hit 4 of his own for Down East, who got that nod. 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Waved at a pitch on the inside part of the batter's box, and there are 2 away. That'll bring up E.J. Exposito, who homered last week.
RBI batter in the game.
Exposito leads the Green Jackets, 28 runs batted in this year, just outside the top 10 in the league. First pitch taken for a strike. Augusta on top, 3-0 here in the bottom of the fourth. Sun poking through into the back part of the outfield here as this one taken for a strike by Exposito. That looked a little bit down and away. Turns out it was in the zone. Exposito might have agreed with my initial assessment, but he's down in the count here 0-2. Two away, no one on. The 0-2 pitch. Tipped foul. The 0-2. Breaking ball taken away, 1-2. Childers on the mound. 22 years of age, will be 23 in November. Undrafted free agent signing this last July. And his dad was a ninth rounder of the Brewers in 1997. And he gets Exposito waving here as he's up to four strikeouts already. But Ethan Werkinger hits his second homer of the day. The Green Jackets have three long balls in four innings and are on top 3-0 as we head to the fifth here in North Augusta.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Fever, and the only prescription is more cowbell.
This mission was a success.
Keep it together, keep it together, keep it together, keep it together, keep it together.
Back here for the top of inning number five. It has been back-to-back 1-2-3 innings for Jorge Bautista. Augusta on top 3-0. Five hits between the two teams this game.
I'm so excited.
Three of them for the Green Jackets, and all three have left the yard.
Lead it off for the Mudcats. Center fielder number 9, Jason Vina.
Jason Vina in to lead it off. He walked back in the second. The bases were loaded with one away before a double play ended the second inning. And Avina drives this one to deep right field. Going back is Worrell to the track, and he has room to make the catch a few feet in front of the wall. One away. Chirinos up next.
First baseman, number 30, Jesus Chirinos. Our Bojangles, Bo Banner in the game. He strikes out. Everybody goes home with a Bowberry Biscuit coupon from Bojangles.
First pitch taken outside and low. Bautista cruising right now. 47 pitches through 4 1/3 innings. Looking like at this rate, he will be well content to go into the sixth for the third straight outing, and he gets a strike here. 1-1. Chirinos thought that one was outside. Looked like it just got the corner. One away, the 1-1 pitch. Sped him up there and fouled it off. It's 1-2. Augusta on top, 3-0, looking to snap out of this rut. The Green Jackets dropped the last three games of their road series in Charleston 2 weeks ago, then dropped 5 of 6 to Myrtle Beach. The 1-2 grounded softly to short. Tavares fields at the hands and throws to first in time to get him. Good stretch by Janis once again. 9 straight men retired. Well, actually 10 straight men retired, if you think about it, with a double play by Vargas, who comes to the plate now, being the catalyst for this hitless and walkless drought. No one aboard, quickly 2 away. Vargas hit into that 5-4-3 double play. 0 for his last 11 now. And the pitch popped foul out of play. Came in the hands there. Carolina, after a tough couple of series in the last few weeks, 3-7 in their last 10, they are 4 games back of down east. 0-1, grounded up the middle, Tavares to his left, it goes off the wrist of Tavares, and that will likely be the 13th error of the season on the young shortstop, and it'll put Vargas on board. Looked like that took a tough hop off the dirt. We'll wait for the scoring.
Blayberg Diaz.
So one aboard now for Blayberg Diaz, who is 0 for 1. Runner on and two away. First pitch all the way to the backstop. It bounces by the glove side of Clarno. And Vargas heads to second. It is indeed an E6. An E6 and a wild pitch. Runner on second. And 1-0 to the nine-man Diaz. Pitch in the dirt, blocked well by Clarno. Good crowd here on this Tuesday night. Tomorrow we've got afternoon baseball. 12:05 is the projected start time, with a wink and a nod to a bit of rain. This one grounded to short. Tavares, spectacular backhand grab. The throw to first is in time. Beautifully done by Tavares and excellently digged by Janis at first. And Tavares makes amends for his own mistake with a 6-3 putout to retire the side. To the bottom of the fifth we go. Augusta on top by a score of 3-0 when we come back.
Wow, Green Jacket Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Premier Networks provide cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
At Augusta University Health's Georgia Cancer Center, we understand that getting through a cancer diagnosis and treatment affects every aspect of your life, which is why we treat the whole patient, body, mind, and spirit. No two cancers are the same, which is why we have a dedicated multidisciplinary team of experts who personalize treatment options. The most advanced cancer care is right in our backyard at AU Health's Georgia Cancer Center. AU Health and the Georgia Cancer Center are your trusted healthcare partners.
We have 1:30 p.m. start. Tickets are on sale now. Can be purchased at Green Jacket Baseball. Leading off the Green Jackets designated.
Bottom of inning number 5. Green Jackets on top, 3-0. No runs. One left for Carolina in the top of that frame. The Celedonio takes the first pitch for a strike. Slow curveball there from Childers into his third inning of work. One hit, one run allowed with 4 strikeouts. Celedonio hit his 8th homer of the year. His last time up, and he takes another breaking ball here, 0-2. This is a good test for Celedonio here, having seen 2 consecutive breaking balls as he sit fastball 0-2 as the leadoff man in this bottom of the fifth. The 0-2 pitch, it is a fastball. It's taken down low. Celedonio has taken the most pitches for balls of any Green Jackets player. In fact, the 6th most total pitches seen of anyone in the league coming into today. 1-2. Fastball again. Just misses up and away. 93 there on that fastball from Childers. The 2-2. Breaking ball taken in at the back foot that time. And the count is full after being down 0-2. Good at bat here to lead off this inning by Celedonio with Clarno on deck. No one away. The 3-2. In the dirt, ball 4. Excellent at bat from Celedonio, who draws his 32nd walk of the year, moving him back into the top 10 in the league in that category.
Nick Clarno!
That'll bring up Nick Clarno, running a 9-game on-base streak, just outside the top 10 in the league as well, looking to extend it to an even 10. Struck out to end the second. Green Jackets still looking for a hit that is not a homer, although I doubt anyone here is complaining. 3-0 the score, with all three runs coming on solo shots. In fact, Celedonio on first is the first base runner of the game to actually spend any time on base during an at-bat for the Green Jackets. This one fouled off. It is 1-1. Just a wacky game here so far on this Tuesday night. Temperatures have cooled off a bit, now into the high 70s. Wind is blowing out to center field. The 1-1 pitch, outside 2-1. Celedonio being almost jokingly held on by Chirinos at first. Infield at double play depth, but the third baseman Adams is guarding the line about three or four steps inside that line. This pitch is driven to left field, and deep, but it looks like it's going to stay in the park, and it's caught by Perez. Clarno nearly had the fourth homer of the game for Augusta.
Center fielder, number 49, Tyler
died on the warning track. Clarno has to lead the league in flyouts to the warning track. He has come extraordinarily close a number of times this year. Looks good off the bat, and it tricked me, and that'll bring up Tyler Collins. Collins takes a pitch on the ball as the delayed steal from Celedonio. The ball goes all the way to center field on the throw. The throw comes to center field to third, not in time. Celedonio just caught the Mudcats napping. No one was covering second base, and he tried the delayed steal, and it worked. He slid in head first, but because no one was covering, the throw went right into center field. I believe that'll be a tough throwing error on Diaz because he made the throw but didn't really have any support from his middle infielders either. So the infield will come in now with a 1-0 count and one away with Celedonio on third. The pitch is taken for a strike. Collins coming off the most productive series of the season for him. He went 2-for-15 but drove in 5 runs. The 1-1. Swing and a miss, late to a fastball, 1-2. So Celedonio walked, stole second, and took third on the error. Speed not the biggest part of his game. He has stolen 6 bases now, and it is an E2 on Diaz. The 1-2 pitch fought off on a fastball up and away. Collins hitting 190, no homers, but 18 runs batted in. He is really, really good at putting the ball in play. 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike 3. And he'll make him throw to first, which he does just in time. Swinging strikeout, 2-3 on the putout. So 2 away now for Ambioris Tavares, 0-2.
Shortstop number 1, Ambioris Tavares.
Celedonio on third as this one's grounded to the left side of the infield. Fielded by the shortstop Barrios, he throws to first for the out that retires the side. So a walk, a stolen base, and an error, but no harm comes of it as we head to the sixth inning here. With the Green Jackets on top, 3-0, Bautista looks to make it through six when we come back.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Hell yeah, folks, give it up for the Jacobs here, Dash and Gregor.
We're back here for the top of the sixth inning in what has been pretty close to the platonic ideal for a broadcaster's perfect game. The Green Jackets on top 3-0 on three home runs with five combined hits for the two teams through five innings, as stepping in and taking a strike is the leadoff man in this frame, Barrios. It is the top of the order. Due up. The 0-1 out in front by a mile. It's 0-2. 0-2 is Barrios. Just the two hits on the day. A double for Perez and a single for Chirinos. And both of those came in the second. A runner reached last time on an error. The 0-2 pitch chopped weakly to third but foul. I believe it is the manager, Victor Estevez, who is out there at third base. Can't get a look at the number on the back of the jersey from this angle. Oh, and 2 the count. Infield and outfield both deep for the leadoff man. The pitch from Bautista. Line towards third again, this time foul into the bullpen. Nice play there by Jason Franks, I believe, in the blue sweatshirt down there. Bautista was the first Green Jackets starting pitcher on the year to pick up a decision. This one is blooped towards right center field. It's going to get down for a base hit. The first in about 13 batters. The leadoff man is aboard here in the sixth. For Yadier Arenamo, 0-2. The Green Jackets cannot finish above 500 at home this first half of the season. This one chopped towards third. Potts leaps and grabs it to second for one. Exposito to first, double play. Another 5-4-3 twin killing, and this new-look Green Jackets infield is clicking on all cylinders so far. Quickly, two away in the sixth. Well, before I could even mention the Green Jackets' home record, which coming into today is not great, 11-19. There's quickly two away. Green Jackets on top, 3-0 here in the top of the sixth. Bautista is walking his way to a quality start. 63 pitches through 5 2/3 innings. They should probably let him stay out there for the seventh, and I'd be stunned if they didn't, given they used six pitchers on Sunday. 0-1. Breaking ball taken high by Adams, who is 0-2. Bautista is going from the windup, and he took an awful long time there on his delivery. 1-1 to Adams. And the pitch. In for a strike. Well done there. You can just see Bautista is really firing on all cylinders right now, as is his infield behind him. And barring a snag, he's going to get through six innings in fewer than 70 pitches. The 1-2. Taken, called strike three, a beauty. Paints the corner with ease. And once again, the Mudcats send up the minimum. Bautista is through six scoreless innings. Far and away the best outing of any Green Jackets starting pitcher this season so far. We head to the bottom of inning number six. Augusta on top, 3-0 here at SRP Park.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund.
Hudson Potts tattoos this one to deep left field. Going back is the left fielder at the track, and he makes the catch. A spectacular jump from Hedbert Perez to take away extra bases as Potts flies out to the very, very depth of the wall. That one was hit 359 feet. A 360th foot there, and that one becomes the fourth homer of the game for Augusta. A little bit late coming back from commercial. Ethan Werkinger, 2-for-2 with two homers. Next up, he takes a strike. Werkinger now third in the league in homers. He needs one more to tie the two in front of him, Samuel Basalo and Felix Stevens. A one, line towards right but foul. Green Jackets, three runs on three hits. And all three of them have left the yard, and that's where we stand now. 3-0. This 0-2 pitch is lined towards right field. Going over is Nicasia to the warning track. Now he comes in and makes the catch. So Werkinger will have to wait a little while longer for a chance at a three-home run game. And that'll bring up Justin Janis. First pitch here taken by Janis for a strike. Janis is 0-for-2. The 0-1. Flown into right field, shallow. Nicasia coming into his right, and he makes the catch. So three flyouts in fewer than 10 pitches, and we head to the seventh inning. Bautista coming back out. Last time out, 6 1/3, the longest outing by a starter. Looking to match it or better it tonight.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Back here for the top of inning number 7, Jorge Bautista on the mound. 6 innings of work in 66 pitches. Well, when Bautista is on, he is really on. Last year in Augusta, when he ended the season, he pitched 3 consecutive quality starts in his final 3 outings. He also is one of the best ground ball pitchers in the entire Braves system. Almost 2-1 ground outs to flyouts. He misses down low here to Perez to begin this frame. Perez is 1-for-2, a double back in the second, the only extra base hit of the day for the visitors. He grounds this one off the pitching hand of Bautista, and there's not going to be a play, and Bautista is in a little bit of pain behind the mound, but now he looks like he is A-OK. We'll see if they go out and check on him here. And it appears he is all right. He took that one right off the hand. That one came off the bat at 100 miles an hour. So the leadoff man is aboard with a multi-hit game is Perez, and that'll bring up Nicosia 0-for-2. Switch hitter batting left takes a ball, prefers to be batting out of the right-hand side based on his splits. Small, wiry frame. A number of the players on this Carolina team share a very similar makeup and build. Pickoff throw to first. Tag comes down, not in time. A lot of smaller players, a lot of talented players in the infield as this one's lined towards the alley in right center field. It's in for a base hit. Going from first to third is Perez, and he will get in comfortably. And there are now two aboard with no one out.
Center fielder number 9, Jay Sabina.
Bautista, 6 shutout innings so far. And Jay Sabina, who flew out to deep right field his last time up, is at the plate. First and third, Augusta on top, 3-0 here in the seventh. The pitch taken downstairs for a ball. Nicosia on it first. He is 14 of 18 in stolen bases, second on the team. He and Adams combined for just about 50% of their stolen bases. This one misses away 2-0. And that will get an arm up and loosening in the bullpen for the Green Jackets for the first time today. The seventh inning was when Bautista ran into trouble last week as well. Had allowed 2 runs going into it. This one grounded to third. Potts to second for 1. On to first, double play. The run does come in to score, but Bautista will gladly trade the 2 outs for the 1 run. It's 3-1 Augusta. But now no one aboard and 2 away. No RBI for Avina on that one. 5-4-3. The Green Jackets have now turned 3 5-4-3 double plays. And that'll bring up Jesus Chirinos, who is 1-for-2. As he will take a strike. Bautista needs one more out to become the first Augusta pitcher to get through 7 innings. He misses down and away here. It's 1-1. Time is called here by the batter. So 3-1 the score. No one aboard with 2 away in the top of the 7th. And the 1-1 pitch. Misses just inside, 2-1. Looks like possibly a Starlin Rodriguez warming up in the bullpen. About 200 feet down the line to my left. Not the easiest sight line. The pitch, waved at a miss, 2-2.
We want biscuits. We want biscuits.
The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Bautista gets through 7 innings. The new high water mark for the Green Jackets this season. And he does it and punctuates it with a bang. We'll keep it here for the 7th inning stretch as always. As it is 3-1 Augusta. Stretch time here at SRP Park.
Last call. Last call for alcohol. No beer will be sold after this next half inning. No hand at the concession stand if you want a beer. Brought to you by our good friends from Big Ultra. Fans, it's now time for the North Augusta Chiropractic 7th inning stretch. Get on your feet. Sing along with one of the oldest traditions in baseball. Take me out to the ball game.
Woo!
great guys. They are from WOW. Glad you're here.
We're back here for the bottom of the seventh. Bautista goes seven innings for the first time since he himself went seven innings in the last home game of the year for the Green Jackets on September 6th of last year. He went seven innings, gave up six hits and a run. This time he goes seven innings and gives up five hits and a run, as this one is popped up by Worrell to center field. And going back on it is Avina. He makes the catch, one away.
Second baseman, our Popeyes RBI batter.
Childers remains on the mound. He has been good so far, coming in relief.
Yeah.
He is now through four and a third innings. He's given up just one hit. It was a solo home run. And he has struck out five, walked just one. Exposito to the plate. First pitch for a ball. 0 for 2 is Exposito. Three hits for the Green Jackets, two for Workinger, one for Celedonio. And still, all three of them have been home runs. 1-0, taken low 2-0. The Green Jackets got a nine-inning complete game for Joey Estes back in August of 2021, which remains their longest in franchise history. The 2-0 tipped foul 2-1. Estes was later dealt to the Athletics. And he has been killing it so far this year. In Double-A Midland, this one line to right field. Coming in is Nicasia, and he dives and makes the catch head first onto the grass to take away a hit from Exposito.
Designated hitter, Jeremy Celedonio.
A stellar play from Nicasia. Had to wait to see if the umpire held up the out or the safe, because my view was blocked by the sweep to our right, who were all standing. But it was a spectacular head-first diving play by the Netherlands native. Celedonio next up, and he pops this one up foul out of plate on the first base side. Oh, and one to Celedonio. Estes, who had that nine-inning complete game, by the way, was a key piece in that Matt Olson deal. It was Christian Pache, Shea Langeliers, Ryan Cusick, and Joey Estes. Cusick and Estes, both former Green Jackets. Shea Langeliers has been doing good things for Oakland, who are doing a reverse boycott today, as this one shot to left center field and deep. Going back is the left fielder, Perez. He looks up, and it's gone! Augusta, four hits, four solo home runs, two for Workinger, and now two for Celedonio. And the lead is back to three. It is 4-1, Green Jackets. This is absolutely remarkable. With two away in the bottom of the seventh, the Green Jackets have four hits, and all of them have been solo home runs. As Nick Clarno takes a ball. Even more incredible, the Green Jackets have four hits. They've come from two players. The rest of the team has yet to reach base. Celedonio is 2 for 2 with a walk. Workinger is 2 for 3. And the rest of the team is 0 for 20. That is astonishing. Never seen anything like this in my, 23 years of life, so not saying all that much. Greg Young, the broadcaster for Carolina, would have seen a little bit more than me, as Clarno whiffs here. It's 1-2. Got to fire up that MLB research portal to see when the last time a team had four solo home runs in a game. The 1-2 in the dirt. And it is 2-2. Augusta now on top, 4-1, being out hit 5-4. This is absolutely ridiculous. The 2-2 taken down low, 3-2. On deck, Tyler Collins, should the inning extend. An arm is up and warming in the bullpen for Carolina. That ball was absolutely torched by Celedonio, as Clarno fouls this one off, 102 miles an hour off the bat. The Green Jackets, doing some quick math here, have now hit 1,132 feet worth of home runs tonight. I mean, what can you say? Full count here on Clarno with two away and no one on. Augusta now up by three. The 3-2 taken outside, and it's a walk for Clarno.
Center fielder number 49, Tyler Collins.
Well, the Green Jackets have also just set a new single-game season high in homers. They hit three homers in a game four times in the first 50 games of the year. And that is going to do it for Will Childers. He will leave to a good ovation here. He goes 4 2/3, gives up two hits, two runs, both homers, and strikes out five. We'll have a new pitcher when we come back. Augusta now up 4-1. Take a listen to that round of applause.
Lakeside Zone, Georgia Zone, Will Childers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Well, we have a pitching change here, as into the game is Miguel Guerrero, the Dominican, who stands at 6'5", 220. And he inherits a runner on first in the form of Nick Clarno and two away here in the bottom of the seventh. The Green Jackets, I mean, I feel like I've been saying this till I'm blue in the face. Four runs on four hits, all solo home runs. As that'll bring up Tyler Collins. Collins 0-2, a ground out and a strikeout. Clarno on first, has stolen a base this year. Two away in the bottom of the seventh, a beautiful sunset over the right field, the left field concourse, as Collins takes a strike. Oh, 1 inside and low. A new arm is up and warming in the Green Jackets bullpen. We'll see who ends up coming in, or if they even let Bautista back out to even think about maybe working into the eighth, which would be the first time since the late portions of August of last year, when Samuel Strickland, who is in the Green Jackets bullpen, went eight full innings. Strickland went eight innings in that game, gave up two hits, and struck out 11. And yes, he did win Pitcher of the Week, and deservedly so. Clarno extends his lead at first, and the 1-1 pitch slides foul. One and two is the count. Guerrero, an international free agent signing back in the COVID year, 2020. Started off this year in Wisconsin, but struggled with a 7.22 ERA. The 1-2 pitch here, fouled off again into the sweet level. Briefly started a handful of games back in 2021 with Carolina. This is his third season in which he has appeared with the Mudcats. And he has been excellent so far this year. This is his 15th appearance, a whip of 1.14. With 10 strikeouts per nine. 1-2. Fought off foul. Have to say, for those of you, if you are a Mudcat fan or a Brewers prospect guru perhaps watching this, Greg Young's game notes. Greg Young, the broadcaster and media relations person who's title, official title, eludes me. His game notes are far and away the most comprehensive that I have seen in all of minor league baseball. 1-2. Inside, they try a snap throw to first. Klarna was leaning, but the tag didn't get there in time from Chirinos. I mean, you're looking at major league quality game notes here. Just tremendous stuff. 2-2, Augusta up 4-1. Runners going, the pitch fouled off. Klarna had that base stolen. He had an excellent jump there on Guerrero. Two and two, the count. Again, Klarna, a big lead at first. He's going again. This one swung on and missed. Strike three, and the sign is retired. But the fourth hit of the game for the Green Jackets is yet again a solo home run. Two for Workinger, two for Celedonio. We head to inning number eight, and we wait to see who comes out to the mound. We'll have it all for you when we come back here on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Some things are just made for each other. Chips and dip, socks and shoes. They complete each other. And with WOW, you get the ultimate pair. Right now, save $30 a month when you bundle extra reliable internet and WOW TV Plus. And on select packages, get a free modem and up to two free WOW TV Plus boxes for a year. Call 833-WOW-SALE today.
WOW.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms and fees apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switchtowowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Premier Networks provide cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Welcome back here to SRP Park for the top of inning number eight. Augusta on top 4-1 despite being out hit. The Green Jackets rarely win games when they are out hit, as you would expect, as this first pitch is taken just up and in. Into the game in relief of Jorge Bautista is Darling Florentino. Green Jackets used six arms in a game twice last week. They had not gone over five in the season before that. Florentino misses away. It's 2-0. Green Jackets, four hits to the Mudcats, five. 2-0 pitch inside. When the Green Jackets get out hit, they are 6-22. 3-0 count here on Varga, still looking for a base hit, and he will take a strike. It's 3-1. Pitch smoked, but foul. Home run distance, well foul, but way, way over what home run distance would be. So a full count. The pitch taken in the dirt. And it is a walk to lead off this inning. That'll bring up Diaz 0 for 2 with a couple of ground outs. The Green Jackets have now homered 51 times on the year, 7 more than the next closest team. Augusta came into today averaging one home run every 35 and a half at-bats, as this one misses inside to Diaz. Carolina, meanwhile, hits a home run every 72, so basically exactly half as often, but they do have more at-bats on the year because they are a team that is high up on the charts in average. This one lined on the left field line. It settles in for a base hit. It rolls all the way to the corner. Vargas hits third. They are waving him home. He is going to score without a throw, as it is an RBI double for Diaz. Just his third double of the year. And that makes it a two-run game and no one out here in the top of the eighth.
Shortstop Gregory Barrios.
Nick Clarno will come out to the mound here to change up the sign for the runner on second.
Catch me outside, how about that?
Catch me outside. What is that?
What I just said.
Doing the bull dance. Feeling the flow.
First pitch, line down the line and left. It is a fair ball. It's going to bring another run in as Barrios hits second standing up. So back-to-back RBI doubles, both tagged down the left field line. And just like that, it's a one-run game, 4-3.
Second baseman, Yadier Arredondo.
And that's going to get an arm up and throwing in the bullpen is also... It'll bring out Wes McGuire to the mound.
Okay. Guys. I'm winner.
Green Jackets on top 4-3, but now being out hit. 7-4.
Everyone's hand should be up.
Okay. As Chad Bryant begins to loosen. As the first pitch here is in for a strike to Arenamo. Runner on second is the tying run. The pitch grounded up the middle. It nearly hits the umpire. Tavares will throw to first. He nearly was able to tag out Barrios on second. But instead, it will be a 6-3 ground out for the first out of the inning, and that'll bring up Luke Adams 0-3 with two strikeouts. Runners going for third. The pitch taken for a ball. The throw down to third, not in time. The tag wasn't applied by Potts. A great jump there by Barrios. The tying run now 90 feet away. Auto take there from Adams, who backed out of the box. Nick Clarno is asking for interference, I believe, here in the box that prevented that throw from getting down to third. Manager Cody Gabella is also out to... ask the question, and to no avail. The Green Jackets, meanwhile, have become just the third team in the league this season to have a four home run game. This one has bounced in 2-0. Infield comes in now trying to preserve the lead. Interestingly enough, the other two games in which a team hit four home runs, both came against the Green Jackets. Both were seven-inning games on the same day. Columbia's David Hawley hit four by himself. The 2-0 pitch in the dirt, 3-0. Florentino is nowhere close to the zone right now. The Green Jackets gave up 8 home runs over 14 innings of action, which has to be some sort of record. Three-oh pitch, down low for a ball. So the third place man in the league when it comes to free passes takes one here, and that will set up first and third, but it will not be Florentino, who is on the mound as another rough outing for the former third baseman turned pitcher. We've got a pitching change here. Green Jackets up 4-3 with Bryant coming in when we come back.
Some things are just made for each other. Chips and dip, socks and shoes. They complete each other. And with Wow, you get the ultimate pair. Right now, save $30 a month when you bundle extra reliable internet and Wow TV Plus. And on select packages, get a free modem and up to two free Wow TV Plus boxes for a year. Call 833-WOW-SALE today.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms and fees apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price-lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switchtowowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Well, Chad Bryant is on here in a tricky spot. Runners on first and third with one away. The tying run is on third. The go-ahead run is on first as we are in the top of inning number eight. The Green Jackets have led since the bottom of the first, and Bryant will have to work some wizardry here. It is Perez, who leads it off, rather, against Bryant. First and third, first pitch swinging, tagged at the bag. It's caught by Janis. A line-out double play to strand the tying run on third. Bryant needs just one pitch to strand a pair aboard, and the Green Jackets maintain their 4-3 lead as we hit the bottom of the eighth. That one lined right to Janis. He tapped on the bag himself with the runner way off of first, and the side is retired. Bottom of the eighth coming up. Augusta on top by a score of 4-3.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Augusta Green Jackets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance. And whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consult. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
That
push it from a mile away. See it. You can step my mud about a mile away. Stay.
Back here for the bottom of inning number 8. It is the top of the lineup due up. We have seen a real wacky one here tonight at SRP Park. The Green Jackets have turned 4 double plays, which is the most in a single game this year. They have hit 4 home runs, which ties a franchise record over the last 100 years. And are on top 4-3, despite not having a hit that has not left the yard and being out hit 7-4. Tavares leads it off, and he will take a ball. 75-mile-an-hour curveball there. Tavares so far today, 0-3 in his return to SRP Park. This one in for a strike, just floated in there. Jason Franks is up and warming in the bullpen in what will likely be a save situation in the ninth. A pop out, a ground out, and a strikeout for Tavares. The 1-1. Taken just inside. 85 there. A beautiful pink glow over the stadium right now. I don't know how good that is. 2-1 the count. The pitch. Swung on and missed. Out in front. Two hits for Workinger, who is the man due up third this inning, and two hits and a walk for Celedonia. Only one Green Jackets player has a multi-strikeout game so far. That is Tyler Collins. And the Green Jackets have taken just two walks. The 2-2, swing and a miss, strike three, and there is that multi-strikeout game for Tavares.
Third baseman, Hudson Box.
That'll bring up Hudson Potts. Flew out to the very farthest reaches of this ballpark his last time up. 0-3. A pop out, a strikeout, and a flyout. 0-1, grounded softly, foul. The pitch taken up high. Didn't miss by much. Lowe went 2 innings, gave up 2 hits, both homers, and struck out 1. Childers went 4 2/3, gave up 2 hits, both homers, and struck out 5. And Potts gets rung up here on a pitch that looked a bit outside and low. But back-to-back strikeouts to begin this 8th inning. And that'll bring up Ethan Workinger. 2 homers so far, 2 of the Green Jackets, 4 hits. And Workinger will take a strike. Augusta on top, 4-3. Jason Franks getting ready in the bullpen to try and lock down a save. 0-1, outside. As Workinger takes this one up and in, 2-1. Workinger now up to 10 homers on the year. Just 21 years of age, needs 2 more to match last season's home run leader in Augusta. The 2-1, waved at a miss, 2-2. The pitch, outside and low. The 3-2, grounded off the end of the bat. A little number fielded by the third baseman Adams, his third of first in time. The Green Jackets go 1-2-3 in the eighth. Franks is coming in to try and lock down the save in the ninth. 4-3 the score. When we come back, top of the ninth, the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Well, the Green Jackets have done something. If they are able to close out this game, they have done something that has only been done six times in the history of baseball. The entire history of baseball. And that is to go through a game with four hits, all of them being home runs. The last time it was done was the Indianapolis Indians in 2021. It has only been done six times ever. And we have seen the seventh occurrence of it tonight should the Green Jackets lock this down. This has been an extraordinary game for a number of reasons. The Green Jackets, first of all, this is, if Jason Franks can get out of this inning in 11 minutes or fewer, it'll be their shortest game of the year. They've also set the single game season high and tied their franchise record with four homers in the game.
Come on, Ricky.
Lead it off. Right fielder.
It's Jace Avina in to lead it off here. 4-3 the score in the top of the ninth. Augusta being out hit 7-4, but up 1-0 on the scoreboard. As Franks misses inside, it is 1-0. Scratch that, it's actually Kaylin Nicosia. Avina is on deck. Nicosia singled his last time up and then was caught in that double play back in the seventh. The 1-0 in for a strike. Franks second on this team in appearances. Just one behind team leader Ellison Joseph. This is his 17th game of the year. One save on the year, looking to double that figure tonight. The 1-1 in for a strike, 1-2. Last time out, gave up two hits and a run. Has given up a run in each of his last three outings. No decision in his last go back on Saturday. The 1-2 pitch, breaking ball, thought foul. Avina on deck is 0-2 with a double play and a walk. Chirinos, the third man due up, is 1-3. The Mudcats got two in the eighth to make it a one-run game. Franks delivers. 1-2 pitch. Taken down low, 2-2. The sign, the pitch. 2-2. Line towards the left center field gap. Collins is going over, and he is there to make the catch for the out, one away. That's where that fleet of footness for Tyler Collins. He is rapid. Really came into play. Was able to cut that off before it got to the gap and take away a base hit. And that'll bring up Jace Avina. 0-2, a walk, a double play. Got stranded at second in inning number two. Hudson Potts guarding the third base line. Shift on for the righty. The first pitch is taken for a strike on the inside corner. The one save for Franks came against Kannapolis when he pitched two-thirds of an inning and struck out one back on May 3rd. He came in relief of Joseph, who had a couple base runners on. This one lined to right, And it gets down for a base hit. It goes all the way up to the wall. Picked up by Worrell. Avina wants two. The throw comes in. It is not in time, but close. And the tying run is now on second base with one away in the ninth. So tying run 180 feet away. Chirinos, no homers, 8 runs batted in. As Frank steps off the mound to look him back, and Nick Clarno will come out and have a conversation here to maybe go over some signs. Righty on righty, the matchup. Good speed on second with Avina. A single might tie this game. The pitch taken for a strike, 0-1. Franks excels against lefties, but he won't face one in this lineup. Righty's hitting 372 against him. 0-1 pitch. Driven to right center field. Going over is Worrell. Collins backing him up. It is caught, and they're going to try. Oh, no, they will not. Good move there by Avina, who held up as that throw came in. And Tavares cut it off. So two away now as Worrell, the right fielder, made that catch. And it's Jeremy Vargas who represents the final out for Carolina. Green Jackets on top, 4-3. Runner on second for the Mudcats to potentially tie this game. Vargas at the plate is 0-2. A double play, reached on an error, and then walked and scored in the eighth. The pitch taken inside and low, ball one. And the 1-0 pitch, breaking ball taken high. Chad Bryant threw one pitch, but it might have been the most important pitch of the game to end the eighth inning. With runners on the corners, he got a double play. Two outs on one pitch, the first that we've seen that this year. 2-0 to Vargas. Popped up, this should do it. Exposito backing up. He is called off by Collins, who makes the catch, and the ball game is over. The Green Jackets do something that has been done 3 times in the history of the game of baseball. 4 hits, 4 solo home runs, and they score 4 runs and pick up the win. 4-3 the final on a wacky and wonderful Tuesday night at SRP Park. The Green Jackets give the win to Jorge Bautista, as the losing pitcher in this one will be Lowe, who falls to 0-2. And that brings us to our Easy Go postgame show. The Green Jackets win 4-3. 4 runs on 4 hits and an error. 3 runs on 3 hits with an error for the Carolina Mudcats. Going to be more or less impossible to pick just one player of the game today. We'll go with a dual pair of players for the game. Ethan Werkinger and Jeremy Celedonio both end up with home runs in this one. Both end up with a pair of solo shots, as the Green Jackets came into today having had just 1 multi-home run game on the season for a single player. And they end up with 3 when the night is over. The win is Bautista's. He improves to 4-3. The save is Frank's. He picks up his second. Our play of the game? Well, we'll give it to that double play from Chad Bryant, who came in, pitched 1 pitch, and got a line out. And that would be all she wrote. The Green Jackets did something today that has only been done in the history of baseball 6 times, and that is have 4 hits, and all of them be home runs. However, it is only the 4th time in history that a team has had 4 solo home runs be the only hits in their game. Once was in 2000 from the Oakland A's. Once was in 2021 for the Indianapolis Indians of AAA. And once was of the Dodgers back in 2002. Just a remarkable night of baseball here at SRP Park. We'll be back tomorrow at 11:50 a.m. This was far and away the quickest game of the season for the Green Jackets. An hour and 56 minutes. Smashing records left and right. The Green Jackets turned their most double plays in a game. Wow. Just absolutely ridiculous stuff all around the baseball field. We'll talk to you tomorrow here from SRP Park, 1205 First Pitch, weather permitting, here in the Green Jackets Radio Network.